ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 4/15/2021. And here old Biden said it, by the authority vested in me as president, by the Constitution and laws of the United States of America, not really, including the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the National Emergencies Act, of the Immigration and Nationality Act of 52, etc., and United States Code. I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States, find the specified harmful foreign activities, government of the Russian Federation in particular, efforts to undermine the conduct of the three fair democratic elections, blah, 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 blah. Hereby, going on down the line here, I hereby declare national emergency to deal with the threat, okay? Now, the thing is that Biden, what he's doing is that every president, in order to continue the State of Emergency or Emergency Powers Act of 1933. And let me go over this one more time for those who don't recall it or somebody who's new to the show. 1917, there was Trading with the Enemy Act. What that in effect did, if you read it and you got a Black's Law Dictionary there and you read the words and define them as you go down through, that made sure to declare that everybody in the United States was an enemy of the state, okay? Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. It basically dealt with Germans, people of German descent in 1917, who would have been involved possibly trading with Germany, okay? That kind of stuff. But in effect, what it did was made the people an enemy of the state, okay? The state being the United States. Well, then you go to 1933 and you got Roosevelt in there. And he does something in December. They had a small quorum. They suspended the rules on Christmas Eve, 1933. I think December the 24th, you know. 33, and they met with small, they didn't have a full quorum, they suspended the rules in the House and the Senate, all right? And what they did was they passed something called Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917 as amended 1933. Otherwise, or also known as, a.k.a., also known as, the Emergency Powers Act. What that did, that was Congress ceded power, ceded, C-E-D-E, ceded power. In other words, they abdicated their power and gave it to the executive branch of government, meaning the presidency and the executive branch of government. So it was the Emergency Powers Act. And that allowed the presidency to act differently, which is why you have, with the exception of World War II, you have all the ability for the president to act without Congress declaring war, etc. You also have him to do the ability to do all the stuff that he does with executive order. And every president since 1933 has done what they have to do, because only the president of the United States can rescind the Emergency Powers Act. Only. Now, Biden's citing some other stuff here to make you think like it's all free, great, and what have you, you know, wonderful and all that kind of stuff. But what the one thing he is citing here is the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. All right. And some of these update the 33 Act, but basically what he has done is continued the state of emergency that has been in existence in the United States. We've not had a fully constitutional government since 1933. We have lived under an executive dictatorship. Now, what you got to understand is that power ebbs and flows. It goes back and forth to different people. At any given time, the power can switch or does switch. For a time, although Trump did a state of emergency as well, okay, but for a time, the power switched back to the people and to a more constitutional form of government, in a sense, which was a more populist government, and we had a brief interlude, because they attacked Trump incessantly, all right? But we had a brief interlude of semi-constitutional government, all right? And not quite, but just the power flowed differently to a more populist format. Now it's flowed back to an elitist format, a Luciferian-controlled New World Order, Illuminati, you know, Bilderberg, Trilateral, CFR, you know, all the different societies and groups and all the stuff. There's 10 million of them. Elite. So what he's doing is reasserting that he has to, that we're still continuing the state of emergency from 1933, and that basically Biden is the dictator, okay? And that is the truth of the matter. Now, even back then, and I'm going to explain this a little bit because people say, oh, that's bullcrap, you know. But I'll tell you what, I've been studying and looking at this since 71, okay, 72. And, you know, I mean, I've got shelves of books up here that are got all the stuff in it, but, I mean, it's just like that stuff is old news to me, and it's something that I try to use sparingly because it gets you in the weeds, all right? There was an era through the 70s through the 90s where a lot of research was done and a lot more people became aware of what I'm talking about. But here's the basics of the thing, is that Biden has recontinued the state of emergency. That means it's not going to revert back. If he does not continue the state of emergency, then they, within a certain period of time in the first year of the presidency, and then basically every year they declare a state of emergency. It could be something as small as like the, like Trump did, like the number of people coming across the southern border, blah, 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 blah. And which also Biden does deal with the Immigration and Nationality Act of 1952. Well, that is the one that was put in with, that was Eisenhower's, was it not? Anyway. But they continue the state of emergency. Then thereafter, you have federal agencies, which are not any kind of big thing. They're created out of thin air, mostly, and a lot of them are, basically got their funding papers in U.S. territories and were never meant to be applicable to everybody in the country. But all that's water under the bridge, and now you're under the thumb of a lot of these idiots and jerks. Now, if somebody is a constitutionalist and is for the Bill of Rights and is for leaving the people alone, then I'm all for that. But, you see, that's not where we're headed. where we're headed is into a tyranny, a totalitarian tyranny in every way. It's across the board. They are working on it. They're putting it in this war upcoming, which there will be a war pretty doggone quick. Is going to destroy the United States. Now, so anyway, Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, as amended 1933, Congress abdicated a large portion of power and gave it to the executive branch under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. The Delanos were allegedly the largest opium trading families in Hong Kong, and the Roosevelts had a patent had a charter from the Queen of England, the British royal family, to be the distributors of morphine and other opioids inside the United States. Kind of interesting thing. It's kind of a dope funded deal, isn't it? All right? Still is. So now, who's running the border? The cartel runs the border. The FBI, when they were somewhat more on the ball back, I don't know, 15 years ago or whatever, and before they were doing coup d'etats against U.S. presidents duly elected like President Trump, before they were destroying the thing, which now Putin's being accused of by Biden. See, Hillary Clinton's supposed to be in the election, and then that way she could already be feasting on these young children coming across the border and draining the adrenochrome out of them one by one, you know? Or just, if you saw the latest thing or one of the newer scientific things about the blood, it's an article in one of the British papers, I believe, about how the blood of younger people, when transfused into older people, extends the life or improves the health of the older people. Well, so that kind of makes the old people the bloodsuckers. If they can bloodsuck on the young kids or vampire them, then they can live longer and have a longer life, you see. So what better thing to do than to bring in thousands of young children? And who knows where they go, what they do, whatever. They have phone numbers on their wrists. You call them and they go, and maybe they go into child slavery in Chicago or in Victoria, Texas, in the Crossroads, or wherever it is. They get transferred out on a train somewhere else, you see. It's kind of interesting to see the whole bit and how they play this stuff, but this thing is down to the T all across the board. This is Luciferian, highly detailed, highly precise planning that is filters through the money center banks in London, the high Illuminati bankers, okay, plus some of the top people in certain religions in the world. And I'm not saying necessarily Jewish, okay? The Rothschilds do not consider themselves to be other than nominally Jewish. They consider themselves in their own writings to be descended from Nimrod and Semiramis. Nimrod and Semiramis, okay, who also were the black magicians on the planet. Nimrod also being associated with the Anunnaki, all right? But what they don't teach in school, because there is no school anymore, but what they do teach is communism, socialism. And you do the best you can is to get your children into the red letter edition of the Bible and read what Jesus has to say and the other items as well. But that would be one thing. The other thing would be to find and locate some textbooks from the 1950s on some of the basic stuff like arithmetic, math, that kind of stuff, history, and then augment it with new material that takes place after that time period, but vetted by you. Even if you send them to public school, you can at least give them an additional information at home. And it's hard to do because everybody's trying to make a living, all right? But at the same time, all of this stuff could be over in a heartbeat. It can all be done because I'm going to tell you. Biden's playing games with Putin. And let me just tell you this. The Russians have multiple BLF communication operations up. Very low frequency. They're communicating with all of their submarines, and all of their subs are out of the pen. They all are loaded with nukes, and those that aren't are going back to Vladivostok to get some new missiles and new warheads. Now, the Russians can load them up. They ain't just got one warhead. They got multiple reentry vehicles. They also have their mobile launchers that are out of the barns. They have their middle range, the ICBM launchers that are out of the barns. And believe me, Chevy Chase and Dan Aykroyd are not over there with them. From that stupid funny movie. On the Dushanbe Road and all that. No. Now you have the medium range, you got the short range. You got other battlefield nukes, you got stuff that is in their bombers, cruise missiles. And what you do is you pop one up, and if it's got 7, 8, 10 warheads on it, they all take independent courses. All right? But let's just get back to what's going on. They're all, the bear is loaded for bear. Okay? Biden is talking about this, that, and the other, and looking to do a summit with Putin. Putin may or may not meet with him, but I doubt it, because it's just all done. It's all still World War I battlefield being fought with modern tanks, okay, helicopters, aircraft, etc. But they're all ready for like a World War I or World War II battle. Well, that, to a certain degree, is interesting. However, the minute this thing starts, which is also why Biden, Joe, Red China Joe, decided not to put the U.S. ships up into the Black Sea after Putin basically told him, if you launch any missile on any of our people anywhere from your things in the Black Sea, we're going to blow your ships out of the water. But Putin has already gone beyond that. He's already said that he could launch on the United States with hypersonic weapons that there is no real defense for, at least in general thinking, none, and that you could do a hypersonic missile, could land basically from wherever they'd launch it, and land in about 5 minutes on any target in the United States at all, okay? Any target, all right? With dialed up power that they say can eliminate the state of Texas. Well, it doesn't look like they're going to have to do that, because it looks like they've ceded control of the Texas power grid to some foreign entities living in another state. And now the power rate's going up to, 2,000% again after it went up 10,000% in the winter and they shut the power down. And now, because you got one little cold snap in the spring, all of a sudden Texas is, out of the box. Well, they're out of the box because, you see, oh boy, they went against the Fauci and the CDC guidelines and all of the stuff of the Red China Joe. And then also, Trump, throughout the Red Chinese from the Houston station and all of the stuff. That stopped, by the way, all of those burnings and explosions of chemical factories, recycling plants, oil refineries, tank farms, all the stuff that's been blowing up for the last 15 years that I've chronicled all along the way. And it gave warning and warning and warning to police and sheriffs and to state cops and everybody. Greg Evenson and I used to talk about it too. Greg used to warn people about it. But meanwhile, the entire police state has been turned against the American people for the most part, with the exception of some counties and some good sheriffs and that kind of thing. Unfortunately, we're more likely to see, like in Los Angeles County, you're seeing women doctors in SWAT team uniforms of the sheriff with other people holding children, special needs children who are like adults, you know, or 16, 18 years old or whatever, and some smaller, they're holding them in holds, their arms, and they're preventing them from moving, and they're screaming and crying, and then you got somebody out of Nazi central casting. I mean, they should put one of them hats on her head and them big high black boots with jodhpur like black pants and an SS uniform on that blind sheriff's whatever deputy there in Los Angeles, who then jabs it. Then they say, oh, honey, it's a piece of cake. We just gave you a little vaccine. Right. They're going to sterilize. That's a eugenic squad. They're sterilizing somebody who they consider to be retarded. Okay? A Mongolian child. Special needs people, older people, they're going to start going and jabbing door to door. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the Declaration of Independence has something to say about that, doesn't it? There's a lot to say about it. But let me just say this. Putin is ready to also launch what he calls the weapon of indignation against the United States. This has all been stated. The weapon of indignation is the takeout of the power grid of the United States. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz, over the center, pop, the whole power grid goes. Or maybe you just use your people that are in power to turn it off, or you use the Spetsnaz that Joker Tut Obama hired that are still here in the United States, still getting paid high dollar contractor wages from the ultra black budget in the United States. Some of that stopped in Trump's era, but mostly most of them are still retained and in the United States. Russian Spetsnaz, the guys who they have their buddy that they go all through training with, who then they find out, and they're not going to tell you this today, but they still do it, I guarantee you, that they have to kill their buddy in training in order to get into the Spetsnaz. That's a little bit different than the pink jockstrap crowd that this United States military is turning into, okay? Now, I know that there's tough, good guys in all the forces and all the stuff. There's good, tough people and all that. But your command structure is not that way. Your command structure is lesbian. Your command structure is queer, pink jockstrap queer. Your command structure is Luciferian. Your command structure is maybe even hybrid with alien or fallen angel types at the top of the slots. Now, on the other hand, it's quite interesting to see the dragon, you know, oh, it's the dragon, right? The dragon is Lucifer, right? And the name the dragon is sort of Chinesey sounding because the dragon emperor, right? Allegedly an extraterrestrial or fallen angel. You see how old Hawk brings it all around and weaves it through here, because this is what's really going on. This is not about Republican getting back in power. I'll tell you what, I don't think they ever will. I don't think they ever will, because I think that we're going to be at war. And if we're at war with Russia, they're ready to go. And Putin is playing the highest level of chess. And Biden is maybe just getting his checkers on the board. And he says, well, you're going to king me, ain't you, Putin, and give me a summit? I doubt it. Now, here we are. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Meshach and Tubal, by the way, and they always talk about Tubal Cain, was Tubal Cain born from a test tube? I don't know. You see, you go back to the fallen angels and the involvement in some of the genetic work at that time on this planet. And you look at about their participation when you look at the Sumerian king lists, Sumerian king lists, go back 100,000 years. But anyway, Tubal and Meshach, that is in that whole area. That is in that area of northern Turkey and all of that, and going on up into the Crimea and into the steppes of Russia and Ukraine and all of that, all right? That whole area that's being contested over in that Black Sea, all of that, that area, you see, is part of this deal. Meshach and Tubal. And thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, and even a great company with bucklers and shields, which I think are tanks, by the way. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. Persia, of course, is Iran. All of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands. Now, that is going to be the kickback. That is going to be Germany, part of France, because, you see, who provides natural gas to Europe? It's Russia provides natural gas to Europe. And if things don't go well here in the Crimea, and they take out the eagle of the United States with an EMP that knocks the whole power grids out, that within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead, per congressional testimony, back in the 90s. The power grid is just not a turn off like necessarily with the computers, then you can flip it back on. When an EMP pulse goes through, your car don't work, all right? You might have points, plugs, distributor cap, and a generator, and the old school stuff. and that might still work. You might have an old Ford truck, an old Dodge Power Wagon with the old motors in them, or a 55 Chevy, or 56 Chevy, or 57 Chevy, or whatever it might be. And it might still work. You might have an old VW, an old VW bug or bus, and that may still work. But here you go. We're going to go to war, and I think that Germany and will flip, you know, at a certain point in time. Togarma and all of his band, all of the bands in the North Quarters, and all of his bands. That's going to be more like Turkey, but Turkey will flip-flop at the right time, too, when the time is there to go against Israel, you see. But then, as we go down Ezekiel 38 again, and I read this the other night, I'm going to read it to you again. Verse 10, Ezekiel 38, "Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, and all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited." In other words, like the Great Plains are now inhabited, and the Rocky Mountain states are now inhabited, and Texas is inhabited. You see what I'm saying? And upon them gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Just think Mississippi River over to the Rockies and go up and down. Go from the bottom up and you've got the wheat lands and most of the cattle, all right? Although you got a lot of cattle in Florida, you got a lot of cattle in California, you got a lot of cattle in New Mexico and different places. But what I'm just saying, that is the idea. And they're going to come and they're going to come and they want the grain. They want the timber also that is in the forest lands. Not only in Pacific Northwest, but there's timber and other wood that's available. You got hickory oak forests all over the Midwest that are still large numbers of them. You got all kind of pine trees and stuff. You got all kind of stuff. The Mark Twain forests and, you know, in Missouri, you know, it's just like incredible. You go on up, you know, into the Dakotas and different places like that, you got stuff too. Well, anyway, the Russians are going to come. They're already here. The Red Chinese are already here, all right? So Biden is poking the bear now, and he's getting his checkers onto the mat. Getting his checkers onto the mat. But this thing is going to possibly break out. Did you see also the gorilla-type size hail, giant grapefruit-size hail damaged parts of Texas? That's weather warfare. Weather warfare created, did you see? Well, they flooded it too, didn't they? They destroyed the pig farms and the chickens and the cattle and the dairy and all that stuff back in the floods a few years ago. We only had a herd back then that was at 1950 levels for cattle. And that was when we had a population in 52 of about 140 million. Now we've got 350 million. With what's coming in now, it'll soon be 375, maybe going to 400 million before you know it, before Joe Beijing, before Red China Joe, who took the 1.45 billion allegedly through his son, don't you know? When he stole the election, but he stole the election. But none of that makes a difference. If they pop the EMP, and it could be Iran, they could have Iran do it. They could have China do it, but China wants Russia to do it, and they want us, because then they're going to tee off on Taiwan and take Taiwan down, okay? And to my friends in Taiwan who have ties to the, have a way of talking to the top slots of the military, you had better get your people over into mainland and get them in saboteur roles and spots. Your own missions of extreme danger, because the Chinese are coming for you. The red Chinese are coming for you, the nationalist Chinese. Now, maybe your politicians will cave, and maybe they're secretly going to implement the Warm Springs Treaty. Some still thought about that. But under Biden, don't expect the United States to be, and the VA to, well, there's no record of you ever even served in the military. Of course not. Go five levels up on the security level and see if you got any doctor even talk to you at the VA. Now I'm sidetracking. So the fact is, I think we're going to go to war. Beijing will getting paid by the red Chinese, allegedly. The red Chinese, $1.45 billion given to Hunter, and also to allegedly to the son of Hound Dog Kerry. That's enough money to buy a president, let me tell you. It's enough money to buy somebody like Biden. Joe Biden. No malarkey. Hut, hut, hut. Forget about the pablum they're feeding you on TV, because until today, they haven't even been talking about on any of the networks any of the Ukrainian problems, or the fact that the Russians got 100,000 guys on the borders. They got all their amphibious craft. They got all their subs out loaded with nukes. They've got battlefield nukes in the Ukrainian, in the area around the Ukraine and around the Crimea. You better believe they do. They got battlefield. They got the mid-range. They got the bigger ones. Because I'll tell you what. You see why all the gold came out of London and went to Qatar, the gold and currency? They loaded it on planes, tons of gold and pallets full of banknotes, you know? Pallets full of pounds, euros, and dollars, probably. Took it back to Qatar. Because they know that London even might be hit. So, here we go. Gog Magog war gets started, and then I think we're going to see the so-called Space Brothers here to solve your problems and end your wars, you see. And then emerges. Then there will emerge the Peacemaker. And he'll be in, and he'll welcome the Space Brothers in, and they'll have a signs and wonders, you see? And they will delude most of the church. Because a lot of the church is already delusion. So then there will be other plagues. The United States will be likely taken out, not have a power grid. Heck, you take out Texas, you take out a lot of military capability. And then all of the Red Chinese troops and North Korean troops can come right up the gut, just like in a Red Dawn, all right, right out of Mexico. Now let's see here. Here's some interesting information from Texas. Most Texans have no clue about ERCOT, and the majority of our power grid is controlled by a private out-of-state entity. So I'm hearing is more of what I'm seeing. Unprecedented amounts of illegal aliens are being smuggled through our county. This is a county in a certain area of Texas. The northern routes from Brownsville, McAllen, or Laredo converge further up on into Texas. And then not only that, but there are aliens from China, North Korea, and assorted countries in the Middle East are coming in strong. And the criminal organizations that are smuggling these individuals have strong ties to MS-13 and ISIS. In other words, the Mexican cartels. They're also, now listen up on this, Texans and other places, because they're coming north. There are widespread thefts of heavy-duty pickup trucks throughout South Texas. They include Ford F-250, Dodge 2500s, Chevrolet 2500s. They're being stolen and used for smuggling aliens. And dope, I would say. All of the thefts have occurred at night and are the results of the owners leaving keys inside the vehicle. It is believed that the thefts and human smuggling are tied to local Mexican restaurants operating throughout South Texas. It is believed that the criminal organization is using spotters to walk through neighborhoods, hunting camps, ranches, etc. at nighttime to spot vehicles that fit their needs. The thieves return later and take the trucks. And it ain't all that hard. I remember learning from Bo Greitz. I took a class from him on locksmithing and that kind of stuff. Master lock, master course. And it ain't too hard to open a car door, get in, and pop, 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 and get it going in about a less than a minute. Even for big old thumbed and fingered people, not a big problem. Can pick most any lock. But anyway, and incidentally, you can get all that stuff if you want it and understand it. And it's not a bad idea for a prep. Used to be a company, what, Southern Ordnance? Southern Ordnance used to have like lock smithing tools or lock picking tools. Tester keys, the door things like the people use, you know, throughout the automobile industry. You don't open the driver's door anymore. You open like the back passenger side, you know, door. All right. So anyway, they're stealing trucks and using them to smuggle aliens. They're coming north. They're coming everywhere. Now, like I was starting to say earlier, I'll go back to it. The FBI, when it was still a little bit better, put out information back then that said that there were at that time, and this has been 15 years ago, approximately 120,000 cartel had 120,000 soldados or soldiers inside the United States involved in the drug trade, the smuggling of people trade, the smuggling of drug trade, the street drug trade, the wholesaling, the whole nine yards. I personally have known people that I have heard that they were, involved in certain trades, and Then they went out and they were able to seemingly buy in the Hispanic neighborhoods. They now own maybe, some of them might own 150, 200 rental homes or apartment buildings, you see. And then if you've got each room or each apartment, you put twin mattresses in there, and I've seen this back years ago, where there would be like 8-10 twin mattresses in a two-bedroom apartment. In Kansas City. So, this thing is bigger than you can imagine. And there are millions and millions of illegal aliens. There's also millions of all types of other aliens. Middle Eastern. Ones from Red China. You got the Russian Spetsnaz here. You also have GRU stay-behinds that are Americans. But the Spetsnaz, do you remember years ago, the old-timers to the show, when I told you that a Antonov was flying over Wright Pat, and then all of a sudden there was also then a Russian Kiowa-class helicopter that had a ceiling of 17,000 feet, turned on its radio, and then it was squawking also, and its squawk, or its transponder was squawking at 33,000 feet. But it has a ceiling of 17. Well, that landed at Wright-Patterson back a few years ago. Do you remember the information we were getting out of there back then about how the Russians were there, the Spetsnaz, and they were rubbing some of the U.S. military wrong, and the U.S. military started having a little firefight with some of the Russians. You remember all that reports? None of that's on TV. None of it. But it happened, baby. Now let me tell you what's coming out. I told you last week about a two-theater war and about how information coming out of Wright-Patterson, which is involved in high security drills at all their gates. And those are continued through June, I believe, by the way. You really gotta be who you say, and you gotta have the right ID and all of that crap. And you really gotta need to be there on that base to get into that base. This past week, the last few days, information come out of there that basically says that at Wright Pat, where they have a huge cyber command, by the way. That's a cyber command of the United States government, the military, everything. So they have the big computer stuff underground there. Plus a few little green men, all right, and other stuff. But they also have the ability to underground. They have large numbers of rooms, like hotel rooms, for bigwigs, big shots, and all kind of people, with all the restaurants, all the preparation of food, storage, everything. It's another major deep underground base. They also have out there underground, they can take their transport planes, their huge C-17s, they can park them underground. They also have different types of UFOs there, too, that are ours and other captured ones that they work on and do that kind of stuff with. But what's coming out this week is that they now are doing computer scenario drills or games, war games, computer war games, for fighting in three separate theaters. Ukraine, Crimea versus Russia, Taiwan Straits and Taiwan versus Red China, and the third one is versus Iran and whoever goes with Iran, which would be Russia and Red China and others, against Israel. So now Biden is already starting to say that may not back Israel quite so much. And the Israelis are getting to understand that. So now we couldn't fight and win in two theaters. The information coming out is now they're doing it for three theaters of war, and we still cannot win. Okay? This thing put out the information. I guess the FCC is trying to find out all the hams. They're giving, sending a questionnaire. What kind of stuff? Do you have the burst transmitters? Do you have this? Canceling it, whatever you do. If you're going to do that, you've got to get certain types of equipment, which is going to amount to $5,000. They're also going to raise the fees, okay? But the deal is, it's about 169 pages of stuff that hams are going to have to go against. Now, you remember back a few months ago when the federal government was looking for what I will call tattletales or 30-piece of silver hams to root out extremism and extreme language on air, you see. And to report anybody that might be a Republican or wear a red hat or for Trump or anybody that talks about the Bill of Rights. Oh, boy, or the Constitution. They're looking for people to report that. Well, years ago, they already started to weed out the good hams. And then FEMA took over a lot of the stuff with the Red Cross, a lot of the stuff for radios, stuff that the hams used to provide. And then they brought certain hams on in that, but they didn't want some of the what I would call the real good guys, the patriotic, really good hams. They didn't want them so much, okay? They want 30 pieces of silver people. So what's going to happen, I believe, is this, and it's a progression towards it. A progression towards it is that they're going to try to identify what equipment you got, like register your firearms, register your transceiver, register your transmitter, register your power of your antenna. They can have a cell phone tower pumping out huge amounts of power, but you can't have 100 watt, you know? What they're going to do is they're going to remove the hams and the ability for the people to communicate with each other via amateur radio, all right? And then they're going to have the so-called 30-piece of silver hams are going to be the ones in the Nazi scenario or the Red Chinese scenario of those triangulating on those free American human beings who are still going to continue to transmit or to use the radio to tell the truth and to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they're going to use the 30-piece of silver hams to try to triangulate on you, the good guys, and then they're going to, first of all, they'll take your license, then they're going to come for your equipment. Probably when they come for your guns. So you better read and learn the Declaration of Independence. You know, a long train of abuse and usurpations, you know, evincing the same design. Read that part. But I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this country is going to go to war. You're going to see it, and you're already seeing sheriffs and deputies and police and people in Texas, in different states, starting to experience huge numbers, along with the corresponding, like in southern Texas, the theft of big trucks to bring over the aliens and the drugs, all right? And we're not talking about one or two here and there. We're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands. besides the children that are being brought over, which are being housed. You see, down in Texas, 3 to 4 times the size it was a couple weeks ago. Don't go into their Luciferian knife, not a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women of valor, you are showing off to the president. Let them know you're there. Protect that space station from the red Chinese. Take them out. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool. Your eye forever be on the up.